somebody didn't use much sense when they gave the New York Times that information. But I don't know who it was. I'd make a good guess it was ABBA.
They tell me it is some fella in the legal division, in Meeker's office.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And they tell me that Meeker really got upset about Abler. And said that Russ didn't know what he was doing and so forth. It was very critical of Russ, which I thought was unfortunate. I just heard that day before yesterday, two or three days ago.
That would figure in terms of Meeker's, you know, general views within the area that of ABBA Schwartz's responsibility, they would tend to be very much the same as ABBA's, but so would my own, for that matter. I mean, I think we have too much control on travel. To the extent politically possible, we ought to get rid of it.
Yeah. Have you seen that memorandum that Harry McPherson wrote me about eliminating, about making a general broad thing?
Yeah. Well, at least it's based on something that I and Russ sent over to you.
Yeah.
And I think that's fine. It wouldn't really amount to any more people coming in, but it would get rid of some of these irritants that the people have abroad. I told Harry, I thought, I haven't spoken to Mr. Hoover about it, or asked his views, because I don't think anyone got another record in the file says why it's difficult for him. But I'm sure that he won't attack it if you approve it. I mean, I'll speak to him before it's public. And I'm sure that can be done. In fact, he's told me he's not opposed to that consular treaty.
Well, he damn sure busted it.
And he said he felt very badly about that, had no idea that it would have that effect.
Say, they called me, you better make a note of this while I think of it. Carl Sanders called me today and said that in a week or so he was going to, said later, I don't know, he said come out in a few days, I think the way he put it. He was going to help elect a Democratic governor that the Republicans were moving in, and he decided he wasn't going to run against Russell. But he did want us to bear him in mind. He didn't know he wanted to do it at all, but he might want to be on circuit court. Does that give you any problem?
I don't know enough about his background. He's an awfully bright fellow, an attractive fellow. I don't know enough about his legal experience to answer that right away.
I'm told he's a very good lawyer. He made a good deal of money as a lawyer.
I would not be surprised. I just simply
and
don't know.
Of course, Talmadge and Russell May, you might want to check that, ask one of them or have some of your men ask them more quietly. Because I think we're practically committed to him if he decides he wants to do it. He didn't ask for a commitment. We didn't give him a commitment, but the association has been such through the years. And I think he's been regarded more or less as kind of one of Bobby's buddies or friends rather than mine. But I thought he stood up awfully well in 64.
Sure did.
And I thought he stood up well on the civil rights thing, a man, the convention.
I'd hate to, you know, I always hate to see, I mean, it's my own philosophy of life, President, I hate to see a guy like that get put on the bench.
Yeah, but he's doing it himself. He's out.
Yeah.
He's through. He can't serve as governor any longer.
Yeah,
and he told me he was going to run.
Yeah.
He came and told me. And I asked him if he didn't want to take the Collins job. I mean, the Bryan job.
Yeah.
He had been exceptional for that.
Yes.
And he has to do a lot of work with the Southerners. He said, no, he's going to run for the Senate. And he just had to run for the Senate. The next thing I knew, he called me this morning from Russell's and Talmadge were with him. He was in their office. And he's up here, so evidently he had taken a poll. He had taken a poll, and they told me Russell was running 75% or something. So,
I just mean I hate to see, you know, even with Russell running again, he's getting along, hate to lose a man like
Sanders. Well, I think he may have in mind that he would
get on and off.
No, I think he might have in mind that he was holding. That's what worried me about what he was saying. He said that he had to spend the rest of this year as governor trying to elect a new governor. And he didn't want us to make the appointment until the first year. He didn't say that, but that was the trend of his conversation.
Yeah. Well, that'd be possible. That'd be possible because we got so many vacancies there, you know. This would be the last one. Remember, I mentioned that before. See, Tuttle will be leaving about February next year.
He'll be retiring.
He'll be retiring, yeah. And we can't fill that vacancy under that new judgeship law. But we could sure hold one, give it to George.
If Tuttle retires, you can't fill it.
Can't fill it, no, sir. The Fifth Circuit, when we fill these six now, we can't fill the next four vacancies.
Why is that? Because if you appoint young men, they can do the job?
Well, they appointed, what they did was appointed four temporary judgeships, Mr. President, that bill. That is, the judges themselves are permanently there, but they're temporary in the sense that they didn't permanently expand the circuit. And so that they said that, well, these four judgeships, the next four vacancies were not to be filled.
You think you can pass all this but housing, the civil rights?
Yeah.
Abe and Harry were talking. Abe thought, Lady Bird thought we ought to leave out this little, one little item in there about you're making, if you didn't get a complaint, you could instigate it yourself. Abe's feeling was if Attorney General couldn't get Martin Luther King and Wilkins, any of them, get him any complaint he wanted, he ought to be going in there anyway. He thinks this will create a lot of emotionalism.
Of the schools?
Yeah.
I don't believe so, Mr. President. It's more than a complaint that we have to get at the moment, and I have to make out these affidavits that the person can't support it, and nobody else will help him with the suit, and so forth. I don't believe that'll be that kind of a problem. We've gotten almost no anti-reaction from anybody on that.
You think you're going to pass it all but housing?
Yes, sir.
I hope you're right.
I think so.
Are you participating in any of this civil rights conference coming up in May?
I've had, not personally, very little, Mr. President. I'm going over there. I said I'd go over there and told Ben Heinemeier about 10 after 5. I've been kept informed that I've had my executive assistant, Harold Reese, been attending all the meetings.
You watch this conference when it comes up. We don't want to have a blow up here.
No, I don't think there will be. I've asked both, Cliff and Heineman himself and others that I was always available to go over there anytime they wanted me.
I told Russ Wiggins to see you yesterday about, he says that you got another watch making here, and Joe Rao's been saying the same thing. They think we ought to get Tobiner off, put him on the court. Or get him off anyway, and then get Duncan another job somewhere. And Wiggins suggests that we have a panel that's kind of a straw vote among all the people in the district. Find some way to register them, some way to let them vote for the commissioners, and we follow their recommendation. Either say it's nominate the top four and select two of them or something like that. I don't see how you could do that, but you might be you ought to take the two they want.
You want me to talk to them about
it? Yeah, and Joe Rao thinks we ought to just appoint Walter Washington. Do you know Walter Washington?
Not at all.
You ought to meet him. Lady Bird said he's the smartest fellow she's run into in this field. A very fine man. And Wiggins thinks he's a very fine man. I don't know anything about him, but I told everybody to let get your judgment. You're my Negro man.
Walter Washington, is he the fellow that's on the power thing now?
No, I believe he's a
teacher at Howard, professor at Howard.
No. He's a.
I don't know about.
He's a. He's connected with the school or with the Interior Park Service or something. He's a. I don't know. Lady Bird sees him every week on something, and I believe it's beautification. But Joe Rao came to me with his name. And then Russ Wiggins bragging on him, so I asked Lady Bird, and Lady Bird said, well, I don't want to get messed into this. I'm not in Miss Roosevelt. But if you were asking me my opinion of Walter Washington, I'll just say to you, it is very high. And all of these people say it's very, that he's superb. So it's somebody you ought to know if you don't. And his wife, I think, is a PhD or something around here. I believe she's at Poverty.
Oh.
Matuna got an odd name. Washington.
I do know her. I know her.
And
I didn't know him. Yes.
I believe he's with the National Park Service. I may be wrong, but it's something to do with Mary Lasker's Greater Beautification of Washington, whatever that is. Anyway, what they do is go out here to these school grounds, and they plant shrubs and flowers and stuff, and make playgrounds out of them. Kind of one of these, I think Bobby was messing around in that field doing something about it. Anyway, they say that after they do it, the kids quit knocking out all the wonder lights and quit tearing up the things, and they go to trying to help keep them, and it has a good effect on them. Anyway, Washington's got something to do with that, but he and all the staff members over here, I believe, I have a high regard for him. I believe it's maybe California or Harry, I don't know. But anyway, you look into it.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
It's going to be a big day on Civil Rights Monday. Because not only your message, but the Bureau solved that Damon bombing.
What is that?
You remember the very nice Negro, quite distinguished Negro that was killed in a very bad bombing about 2 months ago in Hattiesburg, Mississippi?
Yeah.
Well, the Bureau's cracked that case.
Huh.
And they trying to hold the arrest, but we're going to have to move Monday morning on it. And one of the people that will be charged is the head of the Klan down there. Was in it.
Hmm.
It'll be a big day. That won't top your civil rights story. I'm sorry that it couldn't come one day later, but I'm still trying to see if we can hold it till Tuesday, but they're nervous about its leaking. And it's important if we can make these arrests simultaneously and, you know, pick them all up before they know what hit them. Be 14 of them.
Good God. What are you going to do with this Klan, anything?
Well, this kind of thing helps a great deal. But you see, the Negroes have said that we solve it when there's a white person murdered, but we don't ever do anything when there's a Negro murdered. This is a kind of accusations they make. So this will be very big with the Negro community, because this man was very well known. Hell, he was a damn near millionaire. Very successful businessman, Mississippi Negro. Probably as wealthy as any Negro in Mississippi. Had been very active on voter registration, and then his house was bombed and he was killed. Wife was hurt.
Are you getting enough registration in Mississippi to do any good?
Yes, sir, we're about 30%, but all the civil rights groups have been concentrating on Alabama. We're going to hit, 55% of the Negroes in Alabama, 56%. Probably won't do much good. Lurleen will probably win anyhow, because of Richmond Flowers being in that. If we could get Richmond Flowers out of that race, I don't know how. Carl Elliott, might pull it off, but he's a fine man, I think.
Yes, he is.
But with Richmond Flowers in there, my guess would be Lurleen and Patterson will run 1 and 2. And I'm afraid that's going to be like handing it to, well, I don't know whether that's Jim Martin will win or not. I wouldn't be surprised.
George is worried about a Republican governor. Kim O'Calloway.
Yeah.
He's a tracky fellow, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And I don't know who the Democrats are going to be running there.
They think it's going to be Russell's nephew.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is, he's married to Russell's niece. Vandiver.
He's a good man, too.
Okay, well, Nick, you watch this Dodd thing yourself to be sure that we play it right straight, that we don't do anything that anybody would question us about, and that